And anyone who is not speaking, since we have quite a few people on the phone, please, if you can, mute yourself. And if not, I'm just going to keep the background noise to a minimal. I'll try to mute if my dogs start barking. And welcome to the December 20th, 2023 meeting of the SRC. As mentioned, it's holiday season, so I appreciate everyone taking the time to be here. And we'll try to wrap it up as quickly as possible, but covering everything we need to cover. Is Lucretia here? Not yet. I want to just make a quick comment. I know she had a loss in her family earlier in the month. We want to have some heartfelt condolences to Lucretia and her family, and also remember that about a year ago, Steve Femiglietti passed after being struck by a car in West Hartford. So we just want to say a quick prayer for Lucretia's family and for Steve's family and friends. That was devastating to the whole blind community in Connecticut. We're going to go next to, before we hit the roll call, I apologize for my voice, a little post-nasal drip and a cold. So if I start phasing out, you guys probably will appreciate me not talking much today. But anyway, let's move forward with the roll call. And as we're doing the roll call, Director Jenkins will have some questions, perhaps for some of the members who she may not have details for. So just be patient as we go through this. She needs it for the annual report that goes to the feds and to the governor. So with that said, we can go with the roll call.
All right. Thanks, Phil. I actually need this information for the state plan that is due in January, because we have to report on if we are in compliance or not. And at the moment, I do not think we are. So bear with my questions.
Sure.
So Melissa Thompson, not know if she is actually here or not. Melissa, are you here? Okay, because she was appointed November 2nd of 2023. This would be her first term, but I did not get notified if her appointment letter actually went out, so I had no way to contact her. If anyone knows her, I need to know if she's a blind or visually impaired person.
This is Deb Reed. She is the chapter president for the Hartford chapter of the NFB. And yes, she is blind.
Okay. The spot that she is filling on the SRC would be a representative from the Statewide Independent Living Council.
Right.
Okay.
And I have these in the order that they appear in the regs, so that's why some of these might be like, why are you, this is a weird order. So I have Beth Real. Are you here? Do not hear Beth. I have Beth as filling the position from a statewide parent organization. It's a required position. And I have her appointment date as September 20th, 2016. So she is technically termed out, but can sit on the board until a replacement is found. So when we get to the membership committee, Phil, these are things that they'll need
to
work on.
Yeah, we need to address these things.
Does anybody know if Beth is a blind or visually impaired person?
Is it Rival? The last name Rival?
Real. Beth Real.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know her.
She was at the last meeting, so she's been attending meetings.
Okay. All right, then we have Jennifer Jenkins.
Steve just messaged me. Her car broke down. So Jennifer's car broke down. She may be late to the meeting. And she's Disability Rights Connecticut, not blind.
Correct. She's filling the CAP, Client Assistance Program, position on the SRC. And she was appointed December 24th of 2020. So she is just finishing her first term, going into her second term. So she will need to be reappointed. All right. Anita Mendoza?
Here.
Okay, and Anita, you are representing the VR counselor from BSB as an ex officio, and you were appointed July 20th of 2021. So you are still within your first term, is that correct?
Yes, I believe so.
And I guess I do know Jennifer and Anita are cited, so did not need to ask them. Okay, we then have Frank Unomo. Is Frank here? Yeah, I do not hear Frank. I have Frank as filling a community rehab service provider position on the board. I have his appointment as August 16th, 2021, so still within his first term, if that is correct.
I'm sorry, I was checking my agenda. That was Frank LaSquadro?
Bonomo?
Bonomo.
Bonomo?
Yeah, his attendance has been pretty spotty. That will be one we need to address.
But I have it as the first term. I don't know if that is correct, because the list I got didn't have which term. So this could be a reappointment date or an original appointment date. I don't know. So if any of you are listening...
It's his first one, Carol. He works at Project Genesis.
Okay, first one. Okay, good deal. And I have Heidi Salewski.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I'm here.
Good morning. And Heidi, I know you're a sighted person, and so you were just appointed August 16th of this year, and you're representing the Department of Labor.
Yes.
All right. I should ask, is Frank a blind or sighted person? I didn't ask that.
He's sighted, yeah.
He's sighted? Okay.
He's not blind.
Do we have Bill DeMaio, who is our vice chair?
He's present.
He's here, I saw him, yeah.
Yep, present.
Okay, so Bill, I have you as filling one of the employer positions under business, industry, and labor for the board. And then you were appointed on April 5th of 2021. So this is your first term. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I believe you're a blind person, right?
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Brandy Altercott?
I'm here.
Hey, Brandy, I have you filling... an employer position because you're self-employed under business, industry, and labor, because we have to have three positions on the board for that. Your appointment date was March 11th of 2020, so we'll need to get you reappointed to start your second term. Is that correct?
I also believe I'm a representative of the BEP program itself through BESB. That's part of my appointment as well, as representing them as too.
Okay, I do have that you're a BEP operator, but that's not one of the regulatory positions. So it's great that you're doing that, but the actual category is business, industry, and labor.
Okay, great.
Frank LaSquadro?
I don't think he's been to one meeting the last year, year and a half.
Okay.
I know nothing about him.
Okay.
He's from Goodwill. He's one of our community rehab providers.
So I take it he's cited.
Yes.
Okay.
He came on the same time as Frank Unomo.
Awesome.
I think Frank LaSquadro has been at more meetings than probably Frank Unomo. But you're right, not many.
Yeah.
Okay. Deb Reed.
Yep, I'm here.
All right. And Deb, I have you as a filling the representative of a disability advocacy group, which I believe it's the NFB.
Yes, and then it is.
You were appointed on January 27th of 2020, so you're ready for reappointment for your second term. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then Phil McGalnick, our chairperson.
Blind, representing a client, a former client, and my... Christmas Eve 2020, so I didn't need
Rico Strano. Do not hear her. She is representing, it's actually Section 121 under the Rehab Act, which is the Native American VR program. And I have that she was appointed August 16th of 2021. So first term, I do believe. Does that sound correct?
No, sir.
I think she may, this might be her second. Carol, she's been on for a while. She's been representing the, you know, the American Indian for a while.
Program. Okay. So you think it's her second term?
I think it might be her second or even her third. She's been, Anita, I don't know, you might be able to help too. I think she's been around for a while. Definitely more than one. I'm sorry, who is this? Nicole from the American Indian VR program. Nicole, what's her last name? Servano?
Serrano?
I haven't heard her and during roll call in a few of these meetings. Yeah, she doesn't. She hasn't been in a while, or she's come occasionally.
Okay.
She's not blind.
I'll put that it's her second term, so her term will actually expire in August of 2024. Right. We have Jay Brown.
I'm here.
And I have that you're representing the Department of Education?
Yes, the Bureau of Special Ed.
And you were appointed September 20th of 2016?
I don't think it was that long ago.
It's what the governor's office had.
I was appointed to a different... back in 2016, I was on a different council, but I've only recently been... I think this is only the second, possibly third year I've been attending these meetings. I certainly haven't been attending them for 8 years.
Okay.
But I'm happy to be here, so.
Okay. Do you remember roughly when you were appointed?
I would have to go back and look in my records to see if I have a copy of the letter. And I'd be happy to bring that forward when I find it.
Yeah, if you could find that, that would be awesome.
And I am cited.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then we have the vacant workforce board position that is required. And we are working on finding someone to fill that. Then there is myself. I am here. And I am a blind person. Representing Besby as an ex officio. And then for blind agencies, the 16th position that's required, and Kendra Valente is filling it. Kendra, are you here?
I am here. And I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
You are representing a parent of a person who can't represent themselves.
That's correct.
I have that you were appointed August 16th of 2021.
Incorrect. It was December 21st of 2018.
Okay. But you would be in your second term.
Correct. I had an update on August 25th, 2021.
So you had an update?
The reappointment on August 25th. I have the letter right here. Reappointment.
Okay. So you said August 25th of 2021?
21.
Okay. Sorry, I'm taking notes as I do this.
That's okay.
All right, so then the positions now moving forward for the board are those remaining 9 that we can have, because we can't have any more than 25. So I have John Carnamala.
I'm here.
Hey, and John, I have you representing former or current recipient of VR services.
Former in this case, but yes.
And I have that you were appointed January 24th of 2020?
Sounds about right.
Okay, so...
I'm the letter right now.
Okay, so you'll be ready for reappointment for your second term.
Yeah, that sounds right. I know I was very close to the end of term with this meeting.
Okay.
Carol, this is Jay Brown. If I can interrupt for just a second. I looked in my file. I can't find the letter of appointment, but I do have the letter that you fill out for background toward the appointment, and that was dated November 2019. So at the earliest, it would have been after that point, but at the earliest, November 2019 would be near my appointment date.
Okay. Then we have Lucretia Jones.
Good morning. I'm here.
And Lucretia, I have you representing former or current recipient of VR services.
Yes.
And then you were appointed on January 24th of 2020. Does that sound correct?
That's right. I've been with it for a few years.
So you're ready for reappointment for your second term.
Okay.
And then, I'm going to go back. Lucretia, are you a blind or sighted person?
Blind.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, John, were you a blind or sighted person?
Yep.
Oh, you're a former client. Never mind. Just kidding. Ha. Too many things going on here. John McNichol?
Here.
And then I have that you're representing a former or current recipient of VR services.
Yes.
And then you were appointed on August 16th of 2021.
Second term,
okay. And let's see, Dennis Reagan?
Yes, ma'am.
I have that you are also representing former or current recipient of VR services, and that you were appointed on July 10th of 2017.
Ooh, was it that long ago? It strikes me to be... I retired in 2020, and I joined just about that time. It wasn't 2018.
Okay.
And I should be approaching the end of term one.
Okay, so you're ready. Yeah, that was January. Okay. So you're ready for reappointment for your second term.
I'd like to let it slip. I'd like to, I've been becoming involved in other things. And so I'd be happy to survive this term and thank you.
Awesome.
Now, what is the expiry of my term then?
So you can serve 2 3-year terms.
Good. Well, I'm just about at the end of 3 years. I think it should be April of 2021, somewhere around there.
Okay.
January 2021. To be honest, I'm not cited, so I.
Right,
I have nothing resembling a file. I have nothing resembling a file. So, but I know it was somewhere in between 2020 and 2021. And I should, they're 3-year terms, and my 3 years should be ending in the next meeting or two.
Okay.
So I'll hang on till then.
Okay. And then...
Carol, I apologize. This is Jay Brown again. I found the letter.
Okay.
But the letter states the appointment was January 24th, 2020. And according to what I'm reading, it says it ends January 23rd, 2023. So it looks like I missed reappointment.
I'm going to send the governor's office a list of all those of you who either have missed reappointment for a second term or need reappointed for a second term. So I was holding on to that list. I want to make sure I had it correct before I just send it. So I will update that, and I will get that for your second term.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
And the last board member that I have is Scott Becker, our treasurer.
I'm here.
All right. And then, Scott, I have that you are representing a community rehab service provider.
Correct. Yep.
And then you were appointed September 8th of 2021.
Let's see. I'm just going through my old emails. I have one from Brian indicating my first term is coming to an end in 2021. There's no date. So, I'm in my second term.
Second term.
And let me just continue down my email list. Maybe I'll find when the original appointment date was. So it has to be somewhere in 2018. I'll keep searching. I don't want to hold
you. Okay. All right. Thank you. So thank you to the board members, for letting me go through all of this, because with the SRC board regulations, we have to have those 16 required positions filled to be in compliance, and we also have to have 51% of the board members be blind or visually impaired. So I'd have to do the math to see if we've met the 51% or not.
And Beth Reel has joined us, Carol, so I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Because I know we had skipped over her, so I don't know if you want to go back to her.
Sure, yes, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, Beth, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I was on...
The email's going, yeah.
I was on the BRS SRC. Now I'm hopping SRCs today.
So, Beth, for the BESBE SRC, I have that you're representing a statewide parent organization.
Yes.
And that you were appointed on September 20th of 2016. Does that sound right?
Originally, yeah. I was just looking at my email to see if I had been appointed. I think I had applied because both of my appointments were up at the same time, but it looks like they didn't put both in my letter. It looks like they just put the other SRC in my letter. So should I go through the process again? Is that what we're suggesting, or have I maxed out?
So I think technically, if it was 2016, you're termed out. However, the state of Connecticut does have a regulation to where someone can sit on a board or commission, even if they're termed out, until their replacement has been found.
Okay.
So the membership work group will also need to work on that.
Okay, I think, I don't remember what the legislative requirement is, whether it's the parent organization or whether it's actually the federally funded Parent Training and Information Center. I haven't looked at it in a really long time. So, if it is the Parent Training Information Center, that's us. And so it may be that I need to find a replacement within my organization. Maybe we can... Go ahead.
Yeah, it can be that. The only federal requirement is it's just statewide parent organization. So it's a vague, broad label, so it could be that. So yeah, if you can find a replacement, that would be great.
Okay. All right, I'll work on that. Thank you.
Thank you. And then... Beth, are you a blind or sighted person?
I'm a sighted person.
Okay. Thank you.
And Carol?
Uh-huh.
I went through my email. So I was appointed in July of 2018. My first meeting was September 2018. And my first meeting was September of that year.
Okay.
The appointment date, July.
Yeah, July 23rd is when I received notice. Yeah.
Okay. Expiration. Yeah.
So you're in your second term. Okay.
Correct.
So I have what I. Not keep track of if we have a quorum. Let's see. Did Jennifer Jenkins join us?
Quorum.
Yes, they did.
Okay. So since you're here, so Jennifer, I have that you're representing the client assistance program on the board, and that
correct.
You were appointed December 24th of 2020. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So you're ready for the appointment for your second term as well. Okay. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting who's here. Okay, well, we have at least 10, 11. Yeah, we have a quorum.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to go back to this topic, the membership, during the membership section. So we'll go back and discuss.
We should probably go through the rest of the people who are here at the meeting who are not on the board.
Yeah, under public comment, before we get the comment, is there anyone here from the public or from the Bureau or any other agency who would like to announce their presence?
Hi, Jen Proto, ADS Legislative Liaisons here.
Tyrell Sampson from Aging Disability Services, Business Enterprise Program is present.
Mary Burgard, Vocational Rehabilitation Supervisor at BESB.
Present. Okay.
Angela Vitale, Vocational Rehab Counselor, BESB.
Prue Chapman, Secretary, BESB.
Lisa Drew, Administrative Assistant, BESB.
We're hearing no further with no members of the public, but I'll still address, is there any public comment? And that could come from members as well. Pretty lenient on this. Hearing none, we'll move on to old business. We had a meeting on September 13th, 2023. The meeting minutes were distributed. Any questions or corrections? If there are none, we'll ask for a motion to accept those minutes.
So moved.
As provided.
Bill DeMayo.
Bill, you have a second.
Second, Lucretia Jones.
All in favor of accepting the minutes as presented for the September 13th, 2023 meeting, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Nay. Abstentions? Okay. Motion passed. Old business we got. Four groups are going to write to membership. Thank you for updating those records for us, Carol. As noted, there are some people who have not been to any meetings, or maybe one meeting over the past couple of years. Our bylaws indicate that missing three or more meetings is a reason for essentially being dropped from the council. Last month, Lucretia did send out an email on my behalf to all the members of the council who had missed three or more meetings to find out, number one, if they're okay, number two,